Why so? Now have I done a good day's work. You peers continue this united league. I every day expect an embassage from my Redeemer to redeem me hence. And more at peace my soul shall part to heaven since I have made my friends at peace on earth. Hastings and Rivers, take each other's hands. Dissemble not your hatred, swear your love.
By heaven my soul is purged from grudging hate, and with my hand I seal my true heart's love.
So thrive I, as I truly swear the like.
Take heed you dally not before your king, lest he that is the supreme king of kings confound your hidden falsehood and award either of you to be the other's end.
So prosper I, that I swear perfect love,
and I, as I love Hastings with my heart.
Madam, yourself is not exempt from this, nor you, son Dorset, Buckingham, nor you. You have been factious one against the other. Wife, love Lord Hastings. Let him kiss your hand. And what you do, do it unfeignedly.
There, Hastings. I will never more remember our former hatred. So thrive I and mine.
Dorset, embrace him. Hastings, love Lord Marquis.
This interchange of love I here protest upon my part shall be inviolable.
And so swear I.
Now, princely Buckingham, seal thou this league with thy embracement to my wife's allies, and make me happy in your unity.
Whenever Buckingham doth turn his hate upon your grace, but with all beauteous love doth cherish you and yours, God punish me with hate in those where I expect most love. When I have most need to employ a friend, and most assured that he is a friend, deep, hollow, treacherous, and full of guile be he unto me. This do I beg of God, when I am cold in love to you or yours.
A pleasing cordial, princely Buckingham, is this thy vow unto my sickly heart. Thou wantest now our brother Gloucester here to make the blessed period of this peace.
And in good time, here comes Sir Richard Ratcliffe and the Duke.
Good morrow to my sovereign king and queen, and princely peers, a happy time of day.
Happy indeed, as we have spent the day. Gloucester, we have done deeds of charity, made peace of enmity, fair love of hate, between these swelling, wrong-incensed peers.
A blessed labor, my most sovereign lord. Among this princely heap, if any here by false intelligence or wrong surmise hold me a foe, if I unwittingly have aught committed that is hardly borne by any in this presence, I desire to reconcile me to his friendly peace. 'Tis death to me to be at enmity. I hate it, and desire all good men's love. First, madam, I entreat true peace of you, which I will purchase with my duteous service. Of you, my noble cousin Buckingham, if ever any grudge were lodged between us. Of you, Lord Rivers and Lord Dorset, of you, Lord Woodville and Lord Scales, of you, that all without desert have frowned on me. Dukes, earls, lords, gentlemen, indeed of all. I do not know that Englishman alive with whom my soul is any jot at odds more than the infant that is born tonight. I thank my God for my humility.
A holy day shall this be kept hereafter. I would to God all strifes were well confounded. My sovereign lord, I do beseech your highness to take our brother Clarence to your grace.
Why, madam, have I offered love for this? To be so flouted in this royal presence? Who knows not that the gentle duke is dead? You do him injury to scorn his cause.
Who knows not he is dead? Who knows he is?
Oh, seeing heaven, what a world is this.
Look, I shall pay Lord Dorset as the rest.
Ay, my good lord. And no man in the presence but his red colour hath forsook his cheeks.
Is Clarence dead? The order was the first.
By he, poor man, by your first order died. And that a winged mercury did bear. Some tardy cripple bear the countermand that came too late to see him buried. God grant that some less noble and less loyal, nearer in bloody thoughts but not in blood, deserve not worse than Richard Clarence did, and yet go current from suspicion.
A boon, my sovereign, for my service done.
I prithee peace. My soul is full of sorrow.
I will not rise unless your highness hear me.
Then say at once, what is it thou requests?
The forfeit, sovereign, of my servant's life, who slew today a riotous gentleman lately attendant on the Duke of Norfolk.
Have I a tongue to doom my brother's death? And shall that tongue give pardon to a slave? My brother killed no man. His fault was fault. And yet his punishment was bitter death. Who sued to me for him? Who in my wrath kneeled at my feet and bid me be advised? Who spoke of brotherhood? Who spoke of love? Who told me how the poor soul did forsake the mighty Warwick and did fight for me? Who told me in the field at Tewkesbury, when Oxford had me down, he rescued me and said, dear brother, live and be a king. Who told me when we both lay in the field, frozen almost to death, how he did lap me even in his garments, and he did himself all thin and naked to the numb cold night? All this from my remembrance, brutish wrath, sinfully plucked, and not a man of you had so much grace to put it in my mind. But when your carters or your waiting vassals have done a drunken slaughter and defaced the precious image of our dear Redeemer, you straight are on your knees for pardon. Pardon. And I, unjustly too, must grant it you. But for my brother, not a man will speak, nor I, ungracious, speak unto myself for him, poor soul. The proudest of you all have been beholding to him in his life. Yet none of you would once beg for his life. Oh, God, I fear my justice will take hold of me and you and mine and yours for this. Come, Hastings, help me to my closet. Oh, poor Clarence.
This is the fruits of rashness. Marked you not how that the guilty kindred of the queen looked pale when they did hear of Clarence's death? Oh, they did urge it still unto the king. God will revenge it. Come, lords, will you go to comfort Edward with our company?
We wait upon your grace.